Joining us by phone right now, we have Mel Coleman, the CEO of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Mel, it's been a very busy day for you and I'm sure your staff. What's the latest update here at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, Sammy, we've got all of our crews out. We've got all of our folks taking calls. It's as I've told you a couple times today, it's just tremendous damage, widespread area, especially over the area where the tornado hit. And that goes all the way through Baxter County, over in Fulton County, and even slices in northern Sharp County. That tornado was on the ground from Tulsa to almost to Nashville. So just a lot of work to be done. And again, as I said this morning, after the tornado came through, we had straight line winds. That's what got a lot of trees in town and things like that. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us. We already have, and we talked about this, it's called mutual aid. If a co-op needs help, we send folks. This time we need help, so other co-ops in the state and around send help. We've already got crews from other cooperatives in helping us, and that helps us restore things a lot quicker. So we've got crews on the ground. We've got crews on the way that haven't arrived yet from other co-ops. I do expect that, as you know, I think I was guesstimating earlier today, 2 to 4 days. It's looking like it could be 3 to 5 days on some areas, mainly due to the severe damage that we've seen in those areas with trees down, lines across roads, things like that. Some areas will come on, you know, a lot quicker. We've restored power to about 8,000 people today. So it's hard to pinpoint what area is going to come back on first and what may take 3 to 5 days. Really, it depends on the damage mainly to get to those places. If, you know, 10 poles are broken, or if 2 poles are broken, or if no poles are broken, that has a lot to do with how long the restoration takes.
Of course, here in Mountain Home, we've seen a lot of that restoration effort come to fruition. I'm getting a lot of reports of people's power in town back home. You're mostly talking about a lot of these rural areas that are hard to get to with excessive damage that are going to have those long wait times.
Exactly, and that's mainly, you know, when you and I talked this morning about 6:30, I was down just north of Briarcliff, the entrance, and, you know, you get in those rural areas and where that tornado crossed Lake Norfolk and then went to, it actually crossed and went over about a half mile south of the Bluffs on Hand Cove Road. I mean, those are very rural areas, and lots of trees, the trees are down. So yeah, you know, if you're in town closer to a substation, I would expect that, you know, those folks might be on quicker. In the rural areas, it's going to take some time, because we serve from the White River to pretty much the 11 Point River in Lawrence County. That's about as far as we go, and then we're south all the way to Izard County. We've got somewhere around 150 broken poles in all those counties. I do expect that some of the longest repairs are going to be possibly in Fulton and maybe in Sharp County, but there's really no way to tell at this point. We're just going to do everything we can to get everyone back on as soon as we can.
Well, Mel, it sounds like your crews have a long night ahead of them and possibly some long days ahead of them. I'm sure we'll be in touch again with you in the morning.
Yes. Yes, we will be in touch, and we appreciate y'all getting the word out.